Next is a class given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded January 26, 1975, in Hong Kong.
This time we are chanting Hare Krishna, the holy name of Krishna. That means immediately Krishna is on your tongue. He is dancing on your tongue. This is the divine. Therefore, immediately we chant the holy name of Krishna means immediately we get in contact with Krishna or in association, just like we are sitting together. Similarly, as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, immediately Krishna is with you. Krishna is with you always. Still, particularly, tatra tishthami narada jatra gayanti madhvakta. And there is a fact. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, that means you directly associate with Krishna. And Krishna being the Supreme Spirit, Parabrahma, then although we have got this material body, still by association with Krishna, we become spiritualized. It's like you take one iron rod and put into the fire. The rod becomes warm. At last the rod becomes red hot. So when the iron is red hot, you put in touch with anything else, it will burn. It is no more iron rod. Although it is iron rod, but because it was in touch with fire, now it has attained the quality of fire. Similarly, if you always remain in touch with Krishna by chanting His holy name, then you become spiritualized. Therefore, chanting of His holy name is very important. Kirtaniya Sadahari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises that you should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra always, 24 hours. Then you remain in touch with Krishna, just like the iron rod in touch with the fire. And gradually, as the iron rod turns to be fire, similarly, constantly in touch with Krishna means you become Krishnaized with the same quality. That is one. We are now covered by material things. Inside we are there. Deinasmin yathadehi. Inside we are spirit soul. Outside, that's why inside your coat, you are there. But the coat is outside. When the coat and shirt is taken away, then you are pure in your original body. Similarly, as soon as these material coverings are taken away, then we are spirit soul. We have to attain to that stage, that is perfection of human life, to get out of this material covering. Get out of this material covering means you get your original spiritual body and you become eternal, blissful, Anandamaya Vyasa. We are seeking after Ananda, everyone. We are dressing, we are talking, we are going here and there. The real purpose is how to become happy. That happiness, Ananda, is being hampered on account of this material covering. That we do not understand in this stage. In this stage also, there are three stages. Goodness, passion and ignorance. In the ignorance stage, it's almost like dull matter or animals. In the passion stage, there is both propensity for enjoyment, and in the goodness stage, we can get some glimpse of light of our spiritual existence. Therefore, we have to come to the platform of goodness to understand the spiritual values of our life. This platform of goodness is described in the Bhagavad Gita, that is, qualified Brahminical stage. Not a Brahmin born in the family and doing all nonsense. No, not like that. A quality Brahmin. Quality Brahmin means one who is truthful, one who is self-controlled, one who has controlled his mind and senses, one who is very tolerant, one is very simple, no duplicity, one who is very, very advanced in knowledge, and not only simply one knows, but the things are practically behave. Just like I may know, you may know, a Brahman means truthful. It's not simply to know truthful, but actually to become truthful. That is called vijnanam. As some of you who are studying science, the scientific knowledge means you should know theoretically what is water, a mixture of hydrogen and oxygen. But you must know how to prepare mixing the two chemicals, hydrogen and oxygen. That is called vijnana. Jnana means simply theoretical knowledge. Vijnana means practically to know. Experimental knowledge. So, these are the qualifications of Brahmin. Jnana vijnana mastikam brahma karma sabhav. So, when you are on this platform, pure light, full of knowledge, then you will be able to understand what is God, what is Brahma. And this is will be very easily done if you simply hear the holy name of Krishna. Sinnatāṁ sapatā Krishna punnasavana kīta. You become purified. In this way, as soon as you become purified, not fully purified, say 50% purified, then you are immediately situated on the modes of goodness. That purification can be possible nityam bhagavata sevaya, by associating with devotees and understanding the subject matter stated in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, in the Bhagavad Gita. we are having so many centers all over the world just to give chance to the people to understand the subject matter of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in this way, one becomes purified and happy. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yoga. This bhagavad bhakti yoga, by practicing bhagavad bhakti yoga, one becomes prasanna manaso, very happy mood. Then he will be able to understand Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangharsa Jayate. So, from the very beginning of your life, as Prahlad Maharaj said, Komaro Acharit Pragyam Dharman Bhagavatani Ha. He was 5 years old. And from the beginning of his life, he was Krishna conscious. And he used to teach Krishna consciousness among his class friends. Prahlad Maharaj, in the school, he would preach Krishna consciousness among the small children. So, try to follow Mahajana Jina Gadasya Pantha. Follow the footprints of great personalities like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj. They were a child, still they became the topmost devotee. There are many others. The Kumaras, they were very topmost devotees. So, of course, it requires little endeavor. Prahlad Maharaj's father was a demon, number one atheist. Still, Prahlad Maharaj had the chance to hear Narad Muni while he was within the womb of his mother. Narad Muni was instructing his mother. But Prahlad Maharaj, within the womb of his mother, heard everything from Narad Muni. So, before coming out of the womb of mother, he understood the Bhagavad Gita. So from the very beginning of his life, he was Bhagavad. Bhagavad means devotee. So we can follow Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj. Of course, he requires the help of the parents. Otherwise, if we practice Bhagavad Dharma or Bhakti Yoga from the very beginning of our life, it is successful life. Fortunately, we had the good opportunity of learning Bhagavad Dharma from our very childhood. My father was a devotee and he trained us. So it is the duty of all parents to train the children in the Bhagavad Dharma. Then life is successful. Otherwise, life is not successful. There is every chance of falling down. Falling down means life is meant for elevation to the platform of spiritual life. And if you do not do that, then you fall down to the animal life. There are many species of life you have seen in your front. One may become cats and dogs also. There is a great science. But people have no knowledge, neither in the school, colleges, these things are taught. Neither do they know the so-called teachers and educated persons. do not know. So, as far as possible, try to understand this Krishna philosophy and chant Hare Krishna, Mahamantra. Whenever you have got time, I think you have got enough time, that is my request, that you are preaching on the way. Thank you.